Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have submitted a resolution a couple weeks ago with regards to increasing tax credit for seniors. Just take us through what your intended resolution will do.
Okay, so for Erie County, there's a tax benefit that goes to a partial exemption from 5% to 50% to seniors at low at certain income levels, below certain income levels, and that hasn't been changed since 2012. The income levels. So what? And that, like, one taxpayer that I have been like thinking about all the time and worrying about because I don't have a good answer for him. Don't want to say his name, but he will know who he is. He's called me about this, and he is just like short $200 a month on his budget, period, with no additional expenses or whatever. So I was trying to think of on this particular person of how to save him money on the taxes that's fair. I don't think we know in our country that a lot of our wealth is held by people that are older, over 65. That's one fact going on in the world. And another fact is that people who are poor, not poor, but working, I mean, like moderate income or poor income, it's harder for them, in my opinion, as a senior. I'm going to actually reach out to our community. We're going to have a discussion on this at the lamppost, with their letting us use that place as a part of a public discussion, and that to discuss if people are in agreement with this. I myself personally think that, yes, I want young families to have a start and everything, and I don't want them to pay more. But I do think that seniors, most of them do have a fixed income, and so these, you know, going up and up and up affects them more profoundly than it affects other people, because wage inflation goes up higher than other inflations, at least lately. That's number one. And number two, it's just affecting people of a certain income level. And the other thing is, I think that it's stabilizing to the community to have people be able to stay in their houses. And I don't want people to get foreclosed on in their house because they can't afford the taxes. And because it makes their options less and makes their life less good and destabilizes the community, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Okay, so I do want to hear what other people's opinions are on this. And so I was going to publish that. But if the person has, if their personal income is over $60,000, they don't get, they only get 50% of the exemption, and then it goes from there. So they don't get any at that point. So it goes down with the gradations. Everybody, it goes from 50,000 to 60. So you get 50% off the taxes if your family income is that. The other person that I really think it affects the most, in my opinion, is like the widow or the widower. Because like when you're on Social Security, you get your husband's and wife's Social Security, and you're living in the house, and you're paying the taxes and so forth. But then if your husband dies or your spouse dies, then that person only has their Social Security. Theirs doesn't go up. So it's harder on the widow, and it's like the worst time for her to have to move is when she doesn't have her husband to help her move, you know? So I think that it's a, one of the people that was against it, so in the Conservative Party, was against it, saying that, you know, families shouldn't have to pay. I don't necessarily think it's true that it will, it's not a pie, because we have a tax cap, and I do think that, like, Mark Poland Cars, who I respect deeply. I think he has a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder from the budget problems that they had when he was the comptroller. So for that, he's so conservative, like setting our sales tax at 1.5% growth, which that's like 60% of the lowest economist amount. So there's a lot of room in there. But I think that this is good because I think that we will just lower the total amount of taxes, and it won't increase it. It's not like that if it takes from them, it's going to be added onto that. It's really, that's a false narrative, because most of our revenue is from sales tax. This is just going to help, in my estimation, just going to help the people that really need it, who are people, senior citizens on fixed living, that are in the bottom half of the of their income levels for the households.
So this is a very early process, yeah. But what type of interactions are you expecting in the coming days, weeks with both sides of the aisle, and just where you think this kind of goes from here?
Okay, well, the next step is we filed it, and it was sent to committee, which I was fine with because I didn't want it to be an election issue. I want it to be decided when we have time to think about it as a community. And I didn't want it brought up in anything. Went to the first committee, which was right before the election, which it wasn't discussed there, which I was fine with because, I didn't want it to be an issue for an election issue. And it won't necessarily, I don't think it could be done to, it won't be done for 2026 taxes, it's 2027 taxes. So we have time. So I wanted to, the first thing I'm going to do is, I already contacted, like I said, the lamppost, and they're allowing us to use theirs so people can come and discuss it. And I'm going to try to lay out the pros and cons with the, you know, and ask somebody from the town clerk's office and our budget office to say, what do they think the effect is going to be on the tax difference to our community, and lay out the pros and cons of it, and then have people talk in discussion areas about it. Not in a hot-headed thing, but just really thinking about it and think about what, and give their opinions, and I'll try to effectuate, you know, that those opinions on there and talk about mine. So I think I'm hoping that it will come to a vote at the beginning of this year, because you have to give both the city and the towns enough time to, they're the ones that have to certify who is eligible, who is a senior, and their income levels, so.
You said that you got some feedback from the other side of the table. What do you believe in your mind needs to be done to be able to get this over the finish line and to be able to enact change with this? I think you said for the first time since 2012.
I think the thing that's going to put people over the edge is if people come in for public comment and really tell, I'm going to ask my one constituent, I'm asking him, would he please come in? And because it really meant a lot to me talking to him and hearing his problems, to say that it's not like he's spending money on, frivolous items. He's not, you know, so it's like, I think having that would be really, would change their minds. One time I did change my mind on something, not only one time, but one time that I changed my mind that I thought I wouldn't was on that ban for the lanterns. Mm-hmm. And people came in that were farmers, because I'm a camper and we like doing those when we're camping at Allegheny. But anyway, I changed my mind after hearing them, you know? And so I think that listening to actual constituents, I'm hoping that's going to make it so that it's unanimous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.